Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Radiation oncologists and neurosurgeons at UPMC believe the best care for patients diagnosed with tumors of the brain and spine is care that is delivered in a multidisciplinary setting in which physicians work as partners. Treatment often involves stereotactic radiosurgery using technology such as the Gamma Knife and LINAC-based platforms such as the CyberKnife, Trilogy, and TrueBeam. Let's find out how UPMC's technology and multidisciplinary approach helps patients achieve the best possible outcome.
At UPMC, we feel that the best way to diagnose and treat a patient is with a number of different specialists looking at the patient at the same time. So we've developed a multidisciplinary clinic for many disease sites for brain tumors, especially those that we're considering doing radiation or radiosurgery on. The patients are seen in conjunction with radiation oncology and neurosurgery at the same time.
At the core of what we do in our radiosurgical program at UPMC is really the patient. It's really patient-focused. And so everything that has evolved, including our multidisciplinary program, really is focused on the patient. And so it was very easy for us to bring the neurosurgeon, along with the radiation oncologist, along with our neuroradiologist, and all our supporting staff, including the nurses, to bear in the treatment of these patients.
I think UPMC is unique in a number of ways. Number one, it has a very high volume of patients that we treat on a daily basis in our facilities. And two, we have a lot of advanced technology.
I think the centers and the facilities that we have at UPMC is remarkably unique in the country, and frankly, perhaps in the world. It's probably one of the only sites where we've brought together really advanced technology such as CyberKnife, Trilogy, and our newest addition, the TrueBeam, which really brings together a series of technologies along with our multidisciplinary approach to these oncologic, neuro-oncologic imaging.
We're involved in currently a study here using a tracer called ML10, which is a marker of apoptosis. And the goal of this trial is to be able to very early, within 48 hours, see what's happening with the tumor after it's been treated with radiosurgery. So we can have an idea of, has this treatment been effective? You know, this is an early stage trial, and hopefully it will give us information as to what next has to be done for the patient if the tumor is not undergoing apoptosis as we expect.
We also have a number of other clinical trials, including a cooperative group trial that's looking at radiosurgery for spine tumors. So these patients, we want to really critically evaluate the benefit, or lack thereof if it doesn't exist, of this very innovative kind of treatment for patients. And so our program, and not only is it multidisciplinary and it's clinically oriented, but we believe there's an opportunity, given our expertise, our worldwide expertise, to really advance the field to better understand the use of these technologies for a variety of these tumors.
The multidisciplinary approach allows patients the opportunity to consult with radiation oncologists and neurosurgeons in the same setting. This, combined with state-of-the-art radiosurgical tools, assures patients of innovative, comprehensive care.